Mark Twain said, when I was 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have him around. But when I got to 21, I was shocked at how much he had learned in just 7 years.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Tonight, Pastor Brian Grant will be bringing his final message in the series entitled Secrets to a Happy Home. This series is built upon the instructions given by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 4, where we find the divine model, God, the Creator, designed for how the family should function in its relationships in order to bring Him glory and incalculable benefit to mankind. And in this series, Pastor Grant has unpacked for us from God's Word many practical ways in which God's truth can have a dramatic impact on our own families and on the families of our community. Based on this text, we have heard messages that had to do with God's counsel to wives, to husbands, and to children. And in this final message, Pastor Grant will show from God's Word how that happy home that God desires is a home in which children honor and obey their parents. So we invite you to keep your Bibles handy and listen along with us as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message, Secrets to a Happy Home, Part 6. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A little girl asked her mom, "How did the human race begin?" Well, mom told her, mom said, God created Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve had children, and that's how the human race began. So 2 days later, she went to her dad and she said, "Dad, how did the human race begin?" Dad says, "Well, you know, many, many years ago, there were some monkeys. And after a long period of time, the monkeys evolved into people. And that's how the human race began." The little girl went back to her mom and she said, "Mom, I am so confused. You tell me that God created the human race, and Daddy said that we evolved from monkeys. Oh, I can't understand. This is confusing." Mom said, "Honey, it's really simple." She said, "I told you about my side of the family. And Dad told you about his side of the family." When parents are not on the same page, it can be very confusing. Amen? And so, you know, we're finishing this series today on Secrets to a Happy Home. And if you haven't been here, I encourage you to make sure you get the whole series, because we've been going through some of the most powerful scriptures that have to do with the family. These 17 verses from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And I encourage you to get the whole series. But when parents are not on the same page, it causes a lot of confusion. But in the text today, God makes sure that there can be no confusion. It's pretty straightforward what God has to say to children of all ages. And so this morning, I want to direct my attention as we look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. And we want to be speaking clearly this morning to children of all ages. And here is the big takeaway for today. Put it in your notes. Hey, if you're a visitor, there are notes in your bulletin. Put this down. God's design for a happy home is one in which children honor and obey their parents. It's a home in which children honor and obey their parents. Here's how Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise." Number one, we must honor our parents, put this down, for the duration of our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. Whether we are 8 or 88, God wants us to honor our parents. Now, some of you may have a hard time dealing with that, for your parents treated you badly, and you don't think they deserve to be honored. But honor is to be given not only on the basis of merit. I want you to grasp this. Honor is to be given not only on the basis of merit, but also on the basis of rank. Sometimes we miss that idea that honor is to be given not only because of merit, but also of rank. And this is why in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, you need not turn to it, but put that down in your notes. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, the Lord speaks through the Apostle Peter, and he told the Christians that they were to honor the emperor. It's interesting because at the very time that God is telling the Christians to honor the emperor, it's at the very time that the emperor is brutally killing Christians. Oh, somebody ought to hear me this morning, because America needs to hear this. The Christian church in America needs to hear this, and I'm not going to go on a detour to talk about that, but I think you know what I am saying, that we need to honor the emperor, whether we like the emperor or not, because we honor him because of his rank. And in the same way, God tells us that we must honor our parents, not because only of merit, and thank God for those of us who had good parents and who deserve to be honored based on merit, but we are to honor them because of their rank. They are our parents. Listen, stop a minute. God regards this as such a big deal that he lists this as one of the Ten Commandments. I don't want you to miss this. This is such a big deal. The idea of honoring your parent is such a big deal to God. He sticks it right in the Ten Commandments. And I wanted to say to you, my friend, if you're here this morning, and I know as we've gone through the series that some of you have had drama in your home. Your parents didn't treat you well, but this morning God is saying, despite how they treated you, you are going to need to have to honor them, because if you don't, you're going to be a disobedient Christian. So what does it mean to honor our parent? To honor a parent, we must show them respect and hold them in high esteem. Amen? To honor our parents, we must show them respect and hold them in high esteem. The day before Thanksgiving, an elderly man in Phoenix called his son in New York. And he said, "Son, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but your mom and I are about to get a divorce." He said, 45 years of misery is enough. And so I'm finished. We're going to get a divorce. Call your sister in Chicago and tell her." The son in New York, he calls his sister in Chicago, and he said, "Dad and mom are getting a divorce." The sister exploded. "They are certainly not. I am not going to allow it. They cannot." She says, "I call you back." She called her dad immediately. She jumped on the phone. And she said, "Dad, you are not getting a divorce. Don't do a thing till I get there. I'm going to call my brother and we'll be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing." Dad turned to his wife and calmly said, "Honey, the children are coming for Thanksgiving." And he said, "And they're paying their own airfare." The only way they could get the parents to show them any attention is by tricking them. Is that how it is in your home? Is that the only way your parents can get your time and attention, is to trick you? reach out to your parents? Do you honor them? You say, Pastor, you don't know what it is. You don't know what I went through. And I guess what? I don't know. But God does. And God is not asking, God is not suggesting that you honor them. He is commanding that you honor them. He commands it that we honor them. Oscar Wilde said, children begin by loving their parents. After time, they judge them. And here's what Oscar Wilde said, rarely, if ever, do they forgive them. But you can choose to do that today. You can choose to forgive your parent. Because of the power of God, the Spirit of God living in you, you can choose to forgive them, no matter what they have done to you. And my friend, I just want to tell you, I have done enough, I've met with enough people in the last 5 years or so, that I realize that there is a lot of family drama that is going from one generation to the next generation, and this intergeneration problem will never end until some child decides to obey God and say to God, God, I am going to forgive my parent. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to honor them because I want to obey you. And this morning, God is asking you that is struggling because of the pain your parent did to you. He's asking you to forgive them, and this morning I hope you will. Never forget. Reconciliation requires two, but forgiveness only needs you. You can put that in your notes. Reconciliation requires two, but forgiveness only needs you. Amen. I can forgive by myself. But second, and here's where I want to bring the kids in. Kids, if you're here, make sure you're taking notes. I hope you have a bulletin, and you, if you can write well, you get your paper and you make your own notes now as we move forward. Second point, we must obey our parents while living under their roof.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
In the culture of the time, children would stay at their parents' home until they were married. And here is the implication of the text. As long as you're under your parents' roof, you should be obeying them. Now, the idea that children should obey their parents for as long as they live. You know, I've talked to a few people in our church, and some of them have the idea that my child should obey me as long as the child is alive. False idea. They must honor you as long as they are alive. They are not to obey you as long as they are alive. Amen? I thought the children would certainly be saying, oh amen. Once that child leaves that house, that child has no responsibility to obey, because my job is to have taught them how to get wings and fly. Oh, I need to teach them to make sure they know what it is to walk with God and to seek God's will for their life. But what I want them to do is to fly away. Amen. Now, they can always call and ask for opinions. Parent, I want to encourage you. Your child is married. Stay out their business. Too many parents are all over the business. Too many fathers expect their daughters to obey them still. Some some fathers are sabotaging the marriage because they want their child to still obey them, and yet you turn that daughter over to another man, you did. And she's expected to submit to him, not to you. Let the child go. So, amen. Let the child go. And mama, let go that boy. Cut them apron strings. Don't call that boy every day. Every day, mama calling the boy to find, oh, how are you doing, Johnny? Let him go. His wife wants a little more than Johnny. Oh, yesterday I had to confess to the men that some of what I was teaching I wasn't practicing. But some of what I'm preaching today I do practice. I do leave these kids alone. Every now and then they'll call and they say, what do you think about such and such? Hallelujah, I can now make a comment. But until you call, I ain't saying diddly. And I encourage you parents, that's how it ought to be. Leave them alone and let them fly. And while you see them flying wrong, stay. If they're not flying right, what you do? You get on your knees. Lord Jesus, you see that boy, he crazy, all right? And Jesus understands. Jesus understands all our drama. Hallelujah. But listen, as long as you're under mama's roof, obey. Well, some of you still under the roof, you know, 30 years old, 35, 25, and you figure, I'm a big grown man, I can do what I want to do. Well, if you're a big grown man and want to do what you want to do, fly. Fly. Mama says, I want you to be in church. No, I don't go into no church. Not in my house. All right. So let me give you three reasons. Let me give you three reasons why we should honor and obey our parents. And this is the crux of the story today. Are you ready? If you're ready, say yes. We should obey our parents, number one, because it is right. Ha ha. We should obey our parents because it is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. What? For this is. Oh, you don't have to be so quiet. Say it. Say, let's say it all together. Children, say it with me. Everybody say it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Despite your cute baby pictures, you were not born an angel. I don't remember what I was like when I was a baby, so I have to look at my three grandchildren. And all of them were cute. But not one of them was an angel. Every one of them, if they're hungry, they cry. If they're wet, they cry. If they want to be picked up, they cry. And do you think they cared whether their mother was dead tired? The poor mother is struggling. She is on her last breath, and that child is just the right time for that child. Somehow they sense that mom is worn out. He's going to throw a tantrum. He's going to carry on. She's going to carry on. You were no angel. But you know, a happy family can't continue like that. Can you imagine if that drama continued every day? That would be no happy family. Something's gotta give. Are you still with me, children? Are you still with me? Something's gotta give. So guess what usually happens? Either mama, either the parents have to give or the children have to give. And sometimes the parents give. Have you ever gone to the mall and see where, in cases where the parents have decided to submit? Ever seen it? The child will slap mom. You ever seen them? They'll slap the parent. They'll curse the parent. Have you seen that? They'll curse the parent. The mom will say, Johnny, do so and so. And Johnny says, no. The parent just has to, okay, Johnny, if that's how you feel about it, I'm sorry I suggested it. Let me ask you, children. Is that right? Is it right for Johnny to be ruling his parents? Is it right for Johnny to submit to his mama and dada, and mama and dada telling Johnny what to do? Johnny's telling mama and dad what to do? Is that right? So God says, here is what is right. What is right is for the child to submit to the parent, amen? For the child to obey their parent. And my friend, I want to suggest to you children, one of the reasons you must obey your parents is because it is right. Anything else is wrong. You know one of the reasons why you should obey them? Why, one of the reasons why it is right, they've been around longer than you. You know, if I have a grandchild that's 9 and one that's 7. Did you know that? Do you have a 7-year-old? And I have noticed that when the 9-year-old and the 7-year-old are hanging out together, the 9-year-old expects the 7-year-old to do what she wants. If the 7-year-old is trying to rule the 9-year-old, or let's say they're crossing the street, or the 9-year-old feel, I've been around a while. Right? I know more. I know, at least I know a few more dangers than you do. And so 9-year-old is holding 7-year-old. A 9-year-old is leading the way. They realize it is right. Well, poor soul, you're only 9. Mama is, I'm not going to tell you how old your parents are. I know, but I'm not going to tell you. All right? But my point is, your mom has been around much more than you. And your dad has been around, I know his age too. But he certainly has been around a much longer time. Are you with me? Children, obey your parents because it is right. They have much more wisdom because they've seen a few things. Mark Twain said, when I was 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly stand to have him around. But when I got to 21, I was shocked at how much he had learned in just 7 years. You know, children, here's the amazing thing. Some of you teenagers, I'm talking to some of you teens. Some of you teens are at that age where you figure, my daddy and my mama, they don't know a thing. They're so out with it. They're so old-fashioned. They don't have no a living thing. I didn't get permission to tell this one, but I'm sure he won't mind. So my eldest son, I heard him, he had just graduated from college, and I heard him telling his brother, you must listen to what dad says, you know, because he really has a lot of sense. he had just suddenly hit him. But wait, this dad seemed to have learned a whole lot in a very short period of time. And listen, young people, sometimes you think your parent is totally out of. Suddenly you're going to find out they really didn't know a whole lot. And so this is why God says, obey your parents because it is. But secondly, he not only says obey them because it is right, he said obey them so that things may go well for you. Did you notice that in Ephesians 6:3? Sometimes we don't talk about that, but it says that it may go well with you. Let me give you three reasons why if you obey your parent. Kids, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me nice and good? Teens, are you listening to me? Here is why it goes good. Three reasons why it will go well with you if you honor your parents. One, because God will bless you for your obedience. Put that down. God will bless your obedience. Amen? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says this: the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessings of the Lord makes a person rich. Now, listen, my objective here is not to try and show you a method to get wealth, but because the spiritual riches that God is talking about is not contained in a bank. But I'm here to tell you that one of the reasons why God will bless you is because you're willing to obey Him and obey your parents.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, He would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to Him. You may pray a simple prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.